So that's really what the No One Runs on Empty campaign is about, is helping people understand food insecurity is a big issue in every neighborhood in America, and then what can they do to get involved and make a difference. Hey, this is Joe Slater from Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana, and you're on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line with us, honored to have Joe Slater. He's the Chief Financial and Food Operations Officer for Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana. Also has oversight for the Fresh Connect Central, one of the six regional cooperatives for the one and only Feeding America. It is Joe Slater. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you on, especially in the month of May. And when it comes to May, Indiana comes alive, gets a lot of attention. A lot of things are happening, a lot of reasons for excitement. Every month is basically the same when it comes to food insecurity. So talk a little bit about, if you could, we highlight here on WGN great road trips, great destinations, oftentimes exciting, fun things for families to do and activities. But the food insecurity thing is something that happens on a daily basis. So if you could give the listeners just sort of a little snapshot of the Indianapolis situation, Indiana, and where you guys are most active.
Yeah, for sure. So Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana, we are located right in the center of Indianapolis, and we work to meet the needs of the food insecure people in central Indiana as well as southeast Indiana. We are a member of Feeding America, one of your great Chicago organizations up there. So Feeding America is the national umbrella organization for over 200 food banks that cover coast to coast and handle food insecurity county by county throughout the country. But our focus here is twofold. One is central and southeast Indiana. And as you mentioned, the Fresh Connect Central operation helps support those food banks in nine Midwestern states, including Indiana and Illinois.
So if you can kind of give that roadmap, a lot of people, and there's many more food insecure people than even people would be, you know, happy to share or maybe even know. And we've talked about that on a regular basis. But when it comes to Gleaners as one of those larger food banks and one of those great influential players when it comes to food insecurity, you know, your average person may have their relationship with the pantry. Can you kind of explain sort of what that the hierarchy and just kind of how it works in the system?
Yeah, sure can. And I'd preface that by saying there's a lot of change that we've learned we need to make in the system. But for the most part, you think of your food bank as a wholesaler, a wholesale food distributor, right? And the food pantries, your neighborhood place where people in need will go to get food, as a retail storefront. So no different than a big food retailer. We have that same setup. The food banks around the country are the wholesalers in all of our tens of thousands of retail storefront customers, whether it's a food pantry, soup kitchen, community center, places where people in the community who need food can show up on a day-to-day basis and get the items they need for their families.
So when it comes to the world and sort of their attention, oftentimes the things that you guys do aren't front and central in people's mind unless they're either part of the chain supporting it, part of the chain supplying it, or maybe even those recipients that get that needed support. But when it comes to the Indiana situation in May and the Indianapolis 500, the world is really watching. So this is a great opportunity, you know, as we share some of the excitement around race week, as some of the excitement around the drivers, the action on the track. It's a great opportunity as everyone is watching to broaden and expand that conversation to some of the things that you guys are doing. So talk a little bit about the No One Runs on Empty campaign. I think that this is absolutely genius. It takes something that relates to and applies to absolutely everybody who will be watching. But then again, it's a great opportunity to kind of shine the light on what you're doing.
It does. You said that very well. We're excited to have the chance to do it. We have fantastic partners, both with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as well as Andretti Autosport. So this is the second year we've been a partner with both of them, as you said, to bring attention and awareness to the forefront of food insecurity. The pandemic over the last year, the year plus, right, has given food insecurity, kind of taken it out of the shadows and put it in the forefront of people's minds. There's still a lot of work to do for people to understand the issue, but just as important, if not more important, how can they engage? So our campaign is really focused on trying to pull people in to learn more about what can they do, right? How can they help support their local communities, places that are that we all live and work in, to see the needs that are there, to get involved, whether it is with their expertise, their time, their talent, their financial resources, honestly continue to draw awareness to it through social media and other ways of connecting with, in our case, Gleaners or Feeding America, or again, can apply the same thing in any local community. So that's really what the No One Runs on Empty campaign is about, is helping people understand food insecurity is a big issue in every neighborhood in America. And then what can they do to get involved and make a difference?
It's an incredible opportunity to start that conversation and kind of, you know, broaden that tent and expand that outreach. And if you can share to it, I always do it when we talk about the race coverage and some of the things happening and just an event, you know, the largest spectator sport event, it's just huge. But whenever we talk with Doug Bowles, president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the team there, I always love to highlight the things that go far beyond just the action on the track, and whether it's the pageantry or the parades or Jim Cornelison singing Back Home in Indiana. Right. There's so much that isn't about just going around the track. But if you could share, Joe, and let the listeners know, we're talking with Joe Slater from Gleaners, is that it can be a tool, just a great vehicle, no pun intended, for so much more. Talk about just how big the Indianapolis 500, the events around it, and the impact it is on things like what you're doing.
Yeah, it's huge. It's all about community, right? And it is about our community coming together to pull off this big event, right? It is the largest single day spectator event in the world. Even this year, with some reduced attendance, it will still be the largest single day spectator event that the world has had since the start of the pandemic. So there's a lot of eyes on Indianapolis, which creates a tremendous platform for, again, media, social media, celebrity attention, a lot of ways where someone like us can get our message out into the world, into the hearts of people that may not know what the message is, may not know what the cause is. On race day, the property inside the bounds of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the second largest city in the state of Indiana, only to Indianapolis on the outside of it. So it's kind of unique that you have that many people at one place at one time, and is a disproportionate audience for a city like Indianapolis. So anything that draws attention to messaging in that kind of venue is going to be successful. So it is a very unique opportunity for us to share our message with not only with our local community, but that message of food insecurity with people that are paying attention from around the country.
Yeah, I mean, really, right? It's a great responsibility. It's a great opportunity, too, to start that conversation to the millions of households and communities where it is being broadcast and enjoyed. Reminding the listeners, we're talking with Joe Slater, Chief Financial and Food Operations Officers for Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana. And last thing, you sort of touched on it, a partnership with Andretti Autosport. And as people do watch the action on the track, you know, the Andretti name, the legacy, the family, the tradition, people are going to be watching Marco Andretti, of course, last year's pole sitter, and to have the opportunity not only to be associated with the Indy 500, I mean, that's great, but to be one of those main supported charities, a partner, if you will, within it, and then to be on his car. Talk a little bit about that, how that came to be, and what that means for Gleaners.
Yeah, we are super excited here at Gleaners to be on Marco's car. It is an awesome opportunity, and I can't tell you the excitement in the racing community, in the Indianapolis community, for Marco to do well, just because of who he is, the history of the family here, and then the kind of the legacy that would create for us being his primary sponsor on his car. Yeah, like I said, it started last year. We partnered up with Andretti Sport and Colton Herta, carried our colors for a few races last year. And then given the changes in schedule and Marco going to really just run the Indy 500, that became a banner opportunity for us to partner with him as our driver. And, you know, he's been out here. He's seen our operation. He loves what we do. He's gotten involved. He's volunteered. He's made some some food deliveries for us.
Speedy ones, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot of fun. Had him out here for a couple of days doing, just getting involved with us. And I know he wants to win the race real bad. And he's been so close. And just, you know, he would tell you this, that, you know, to win with the Gleaners colors on his car would be the honor of a lifetime for him. So we're just real excited. The family is tremendous. They've been tremendous. They have been very supportive of our mission here. The entire driver stable has been supportive. Just anything they can do to help us raise awareness, to help us raise funds, and just to get engaged with their teams over the last year and a half now that we've been involved with them. Can't say enough good things about Michael and Marco and the family and all of the teams that are part of their stable.
It's exciting stuff. It is exciting stuff, Joe, and it's a win-win. Of course, if they can win, Gleaners wins. But I think just being there, being on the car and being such a big part of it, and really being able to kind of shepherd that conversation around the world for the Indy 500 is going to be great. We love telling those stories of the road trips and great things that happen in communities all around the listening audience, the 38 states in Canada that WGN Radio reaches. Indianapolis is one of our favorites. This is, of course, one of the favorite times. WGN Radio was the first station to ever broadcast the Indianapolis 500. We'll be there on Fast Friday. I know we'll see you there. I will probably see Mario there. We'll probably talk to Marco and kind of share that on-site excitement as we get closer. So it's going to be big stuff. And I can't thank you for what you're doing, for all those people that you reach, and of course for that message that you're sharing with so many listeners and of course so many viewers coming up at the end of May. And thanks for jumping on the show today, Joe.
Absolutely. No, thanks for having me. Thanks for what you're doing, what WGN is doing to help the cause as well. You guys are great partners in the fight against hunger, so really appreciate that.